sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 7 kumpalakazi 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abantu bakhala ngemali eyingcosana yezabelo.
80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona devolution. Uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka enza ukuthi devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende uyanika abantu esingathi ama responsibilities angabeni imali.
Osama Bizimosi eZimbabwe bathi sebesebenza lo hulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
We in the private sector have taken a view, and our view is that we got to work with the government in power. We are not politicians. We give constructive criticism.
Sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenze lo hulumende ngasikho kwezombusazwe.
Abantu bathi sebephila ngokwenza imisebenzi engaqedakaliyo ukwenzela ukuziphilisa. Inhlanganiso ezichiyeneyo zithi ingcosana imali yezabelo ethulwe nguhulumende kubhajethi yomnyaka ozayo. Ngakho ke uhulumende kumele adinge enye imali yokwengezelela ukuthi luphumelele uhlelo lokupha izabelo amandla okuzivusa. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kwethulwe emhlanganweni wenhlanganiso yezabelo ngaphansi kophawu lweZimbabwe United Residents Association. Lokhu kulandela ukwethulwa kogwalo olwe Metropolitan Bill le Local Authorities Bill isiphathamandla sikahulumende ePhalamende umnumzana July Moyo. Inhlanganiso lezi zithi imali efakwe nguhulumende kumele ikhutshulwe ukwenzela ukuthi umsebenzi lo uhambe kahle lezigaba zenelise ukwenza inhlelo ezilohlonzi. Omunye wabakhulume emhlanganweni lo owenziwe namuhla kobulawayo ngumnumzana Mfundo Mlilo okunhlanganiso ye Combined Harare Residents Association.
Isiqoqoqela sokuhlangana sibangelwa ukuthi ngathi usiphatha amandla we local government uJulai Moyo usekhiphe ugwalo lwe bill bese ngathi umthetho we devolution okumele ungene udala le parliament olwe Metropolitan Bill le Local Authorities Bill ngathi lezi ngwalo yizo ezinika impilo ku devolution. So thina njengezakamizi sithe sihlangane sikhulumisane sixoxisana ukuthi kuyini esifisa ukuthi kutholakale kusemthethweni we devolution.
Ukhulume kabanzi ngokufiswa ngabantu.
Thina okumqoka esisekhangelane lakho ukuthi there is no money without devolution. Lokho kuthi ukuthi uhulumende xa esenza i-devolution ngoba sesikhangele ezinye ingwalo bese ngathi i-study ekhangela 80 countries lapho okwenziwa khona i-devolution. Uzathola ukuthi kulawa amazwe into emqoka enza ukuthi i-devolution ingahambi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende uyanika abantu esingathi ama responsibilities angabeniki imali yokuthi lama responsibilities ahanjiswa phambili. So thina sigijimisa ukuthi uhulumende yebo ngathi usehambisane lesisekelo sombuso constitution esithi 5% kumele inikwe ama local authorities. Kodwa uzathola ukuthi amanye amazwe njenge South Africa 57% of their budget esingathi iyahamba kuma local authorities isenza lokho kuthiwa infrastructure funding kumbe bayakha imigwaqo izibhedlela lento esinyenyeni. So kuqhakathekile ukuthi uminister we finance a devolve ibudget akumbe imali eningi kumele isetshenziswe kuma provinces.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Zibusiso Dube obona ngokukhutshwa kwembiko enhlanganisweni yeBulawayo Residents Association.
Ukuthi sifisa ukuthi uhulumende aphathisane labantu bathi babe involved ekwenzweni kwakhona ukuthi kube le devolution of power njalo kube lokwazisana ukuthi ukwenziwa kwe devolution of power sonto engayenziwa inkhulumende eyedwa kumele wonke ama stakeholders abe involved ukuze udaba lolu luphumelele eZimbabwe.
Omunye obengene lomhlangano umnumzana Alec Dube uthi ukwehlukaniswa ngakwamandla lokhu kulakho ukuletha ukuthula eZimbabwe.
I devolution of power yinto kuphela engaxakulula ukungezwani phakathi kwabantu besishoneni labesindebeleni. Angifuna ukuthi abantu banithathe njengokuthi ngingimbandlululi, angibandlululi lutho, but ukuthi kube le devolution yinto engcono. Kazange sigijimele autonomousism, sagijimele ukuthi kakube le devolution. Sisenziwa ukuthi sathi sikhangela sathola ukuthi ukuzwana phakathi kwabantu besitshoneni laba esindebeleni kuzima, abasoze babambana ngenxa yendlela ababusana ngayo. Wehlula besegangeni bengama besalweli ilizwe izibra lezandla ayehlula ukubambana. Kwehlula ukubambana sesibuyile sizevote ekhaya. So it devolution of power is the best. Yinto engamelanga ukuthi yehluleke ukuthi yenze.
Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhuthaza ukuthi izabelo zizimele zodwa. Lokhu kuthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi eMathebeleland leNkabazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ngosenjalo umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi uthi umhlangano lo ufezile injongo yawo ngoba izinqumo ezithethewe zamukelwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende.
Umhlangano wethu ufezile injongo ngoba sivele sikhuluma nabo ngasikaze sihambise ama recommendations ethu. Esizakwenza ukuthi siyafaka izikhathi lokuthi ama time frames esafisa ukuthi iziphathamandla ezijene zikahulumende zisiphendule. Ngokunjalo sibona ngathi kuzasikhetha ukuthi umhlangano uhambe kuhle. Vele sikhuluma kanje kanti esingakanzeleka. Uhulumende laye usekhuluma ngendaba naleyo ukuthi ufisa ukuthi ama-MPs, ama-ministers labo kube le ndlela yokuthi lezi mpahla abalasikade ama-assets bayadeclare. And ungabaliyanza sengikhohlile ngayiphi inyanga yacaca ukuthi ingqondo leyo bayithethe kuluhlu lwangapha kuma-residence. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi umhlangano lesuka lawo uyafeza into esizifisayo njalo uyahlonitshwa izinqumo esizithathayo. Sivumelene ukuthi sifuna ukufuqa uhulumende. Okokuqala sikhumisana lama-councillors from amadorobha atshiyeneyo, siceda lapho esesifuqa uhulumende ukuthi uhulumende aphume le policy kumbe lo mthetho otho ukuthi nxa umuntu esekhethelwe waba ngukhansela kumbe ngu-MP sigayele ukuthi kwaziwe ukuthi vele uthe engena ube lani. Khanye ngathi kulamanye ama-councillors abangangena ezikhundleni abe sesenza ukuthi ayibugolegole ukuthi ayi-corruption. Thola umuntu usenama-stand angu-7, angu-10, angu-1, uselama-business, uselezimoto ezingaqedakaliyo.
Alizange licubungule udaba lomnotho welizwe okungani yikho okuphethe kubi izakhamizi kulezi nsuku?
Khona ukuthi kuthintile kodwa ungakunanzelela kungena ngaphansi kwendaba le yokuzibusa kwezabelo esi-devolution of power. Ngoba kulapho esiba lohlupho khona ukuthi nxa izabelo sesizivusa kuzaba lolu lezi zomnotho nxa sifuna ukuvuselela asithi umnotho ngumama-industries. Kuba lula ukuthi nxa ibhajethi silethiwe isuka kuhulumende ibuya kusigaba ethile ngoprovinsi ethile selibona ama-industries ama-natural resources akhona kuleyo ndawo yiwaphi konke leyo sekukhayelile. Sabuya futhi sakhuluma ngakhona ukuthi okukhona okusenzela sibe lo hlupho esingathi ayi-fiscal policy. Abantu bayahlala ku-central level esingathi kuseHarare bathatha izinqumo sezifunga ukugidima umhlaba wonke abantu abahlala beZimbabwe ba-citizens bangabale input.
Lo ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyobulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Osomabhizimusi beZimbabwe babambisana lohulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekuvuseleleni umnotho welizwe osugugudekile. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Loku kuphume emhlanganweni wokuhlolisisa okwenzakala kweleZimbabwe obuqoqwe yikomiti yedala leSenate eMelika ebona ngokwenzakala kuzwekazi le-Africa lezempilakahle i-Subcommittee on Africa and Global Health Policy. Wethule lokhu ngumnumzana Joe Muthizwa, umqondisi we-JSM Strategic Pathways, obemele osomabhizimusi abakunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Stock Exchange Listed Companies Forum.
We in the private sector have taken a view. And our view is that we got to work with the government in power. We are not politicians. We give constructive criticism.
Sasithethe isinqumo sokuthi kumele sisebenzele uhulumende kasikho kwezombusazwe. Sike sahlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngamtshela mina ukuthi kunenge okuhluphayo. Usevule amasango ukuthi sikhulume laye. Ngaye ngavalelwa ejele mina. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kujoni nxa ezombusazwe zingaqutshwa kahle.
At the age of 21 I was a political prisoner myself in Rhodesia. I know what it means to have a bad political situation.
Uthe abantu abanengi bafisa ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ngesiphangiphangi.
What we observe, Mr. Chairman, is that there's a crisis of expectations. People having been in bondage for 38 years now want everything today.
Balinde ukubona okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi uhulumende wethula ibudget eveza ukuthi ilizwe lifisa ukusebenzisa imali ngemfanelo. Kodwa konke lokho ngeke kwenziwa ngelanga elilodwa.
Know how difficult it is to change things and to transform Zimbabwe.
Uphinde wathi kunengi okwenziwa nguhulumende kaMnangagwa okuzanceda ilizwe.
Our observation is that the president with his new administration has taken a number of very bold measures to correct things. First of all,
kunengi okwenziwa nguhulumende weZANU-PF. Kuzaba kubuhlungu okwesikhashana, kodwa konke okufiswa ngabantu kulakho kwenziwa kahle ukwenzela ukuguqula.
These people have been in office for 3 months. We submit that it is too early to judge them.
Kodwa umnumzana Matthew Harrington, umsekelo womqondisi wohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngokudlelana lezwekazi le-Africa uthi kusakude phambili kweleZimbabwe.
We want Zimbabwe to succeed and we would welcome a better relationship, but the ball is squarely in the government's court to demonstrate it is irrevocably on a different trajectory.
Nxa iZimbabwe ifisa ukuba yingxenye yomhlaba wonke jikelele, kumele iguqule ekwenzayo okugoqela imithetho echiyeneyo.
The government should immediately end the harassment of members of the political opposition.
Amabandla aphikisayo athi ibandla leZANU-PF kalifuni ukusebenza lamanye ukwenzela ukuthi kuthuthukiswe ilizwe. Unkosazana Dabita Khumalo, umgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi kumele ibandla leZANU-PF lime kancane ukukhuluma ngezijeziso zenodo ukwenzela ukuthi likhulumisane laphikisayo.
Thina njengebandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngubaba Advocate Chamisa sesitshile ngendaba yokuthi ama-sanctions abulala ilizwe. Ama-sanctions okuthi abantu abasitshontshela imali bahambe emazweni bayeyidla imali yethu, akuhlalweni phansi sikhangele ukuthi okwenza ukuthi ikhanda litshaye kuyini, yisiso esingcolileyo yini, sigezise isiso esithi ngesikhiwa i-dialogue. Lokhu esavela kukhetho, lokhu esikhuluma ngakho, kodwa bathi khona thina esikwenzayo ngamandlwane. Sahambe empini namabhunu, sabhulana, sabulalana, saqedana, kodwa sagcina sesilankisa sihlezi kuma-boardroom. Iindaba zombangazwe kaziqedwa izinduku, ziqedwa ukuthi sihlale phansi sikhulumisane umlota. Thina sesakhuluma ngokukhulumisana umlota, lalilalele ithi ku-commission ubaba uChamisa wakhuluma wathi ye ukhulumisana umlota kumele sikhulumisane, kodwa nxa sikhulumisana sikhulumisane nini, sihloniphana kungaze kwaba lo mkhulu lomncane, ngoba singavele singene sokule answer akula khulumisana okuzaba khona.
Ubephethe udaba lweZimbabwe emhlanganweni owenzelwe kwelemelika izolo ngumnumzana Jeff Flake osezatshiya isikhundla someli we-Arizona kudale le-Senate. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise-Washington DC, ngingu-Kip Stube.
Life Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe kukomiti yedale leSenate okuveza ukuthi kusekude ukuthi ilizwe leMelika leZimbabwe amazwe omabili abe lobudlelwano obuhle. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe, Inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele World Health Organization ithi sokumele kwenziwe umkhankaso wokulimukisa abantu ngengozi emgwaqweni okufa khona abantu abedlula isigidi ngomnyaka. Umongameli Donald Trump wakwele Melika uthi uphenyo lodaba lweRussia yilo olwenza ukuthi engathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi elizweni leMelika. Ukuba lukhuni kwempilo okudalwa ukuchabalala komnotho welizwe sokubangele ukuthi abasakhulayo badinge indlela zokuziphilisa ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla etshiyeneyo. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lo msindo wokukhanda amazenge awenziwa ngabaphila ngokuthengisa izinto ezifana lembiza imiganu lamagabha eHarare. Abanye ngabathwala impahla zezihambi ngezinqola besuka esitishini samabhasi eMbare, ukuthi abanye ngabathengisa okushiyeneyo okugoqela inkuni lezithelo. Omunye wabasakhulayo laba ngumnumzata Tenda Sawu opheka isepa yokuhlamba impahla ayithengisa eMbare. USawu uthenga umsobho wentanga zochinda lendumba kumakhampani alungisa amafutha abesepheka ngawo isepa. Uthi loba nje isepa ezitolo ibiza amadola amathathu eyakhe uthengisa ngedola 70 kuphela emizameni yokuhuga abathengi. USawu uthi lanxa kunjalo zinenge ingxaki ahlangana lazo.
Isusu noita zokuthengisa sipo zatinozvigadzirira tega. Tinowana raw materials yedu kubva mu
tinasithengisa isepa esizilungisela sodwa. Sithola into zokuphekisa kumankampani alungisa amafutha okuphekisa. Kodwa kulezi nsuku sibona ngani kungcono ngoba ezitolo isepa isidula, ngakho ke okwakhathesi abantu babuya bezothenga kithi ngoba silentengo eziphansi. Ngibona kwasinceda kakhulu ukukhwela kwentengo yesepa ngoba sekusivulele amathuba okuthi isepa yethu ithengwe. Kodwa silodubo lokuthi singathengisa isepa yethu ngemali yebhondi. Inkampani esithenga kizo into zokuphekisa zifuna sithenge ngemali yaphandle. Sicina sisiyathenga leyo mali emsikeni wensida, okuyinto eludubo kithi.
Omunye owenza umsebenzi wezandla ngumnumzana Dinashe Ganda othengisa inkuni endaweni eyazakala ngokuthi imajubheke elokishini leMbare. Uthi uhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezemvelo olwe-Environmental Management Agency alusabaniki amaphepha okutheza inkuni eHarare, ngakho ke sebezithola echegudu. Uthi ibhizimusi yakhe kayenzi kuhle ngenxa yokuguqula kwesisindo sohlobo lwemali yama-bond notes. Badlela evalweni abathengisa inkuni bengelamaphepha abawanikwa i-Environmental Management Agency. Kwesinye isikhathi bagcina bengasela lutho lokuthengisa ngoba inkuni zabo ziyabe sezithethwe ngamapholisa e-council yeHarare. Omunye ozisebenzelayo ngumnumzana Thabelihle Mpofu othengisa ukuvimba ukuthi omakhalekhukhwini bengadabuki bengawela phansi lamacici abomama. Uthi i-council kufanele ingezelele indawo zokuthengisa impahla ukwenzela ukuthi bangahlaselwa ngamapholisa. Umpofu uthi isimo singaqhubeka phambili simi kanje edobheni leHarare kuzagcina kusiba lamasela amanengi.
Akunzima ndoda, into kathesi zinzima njalo asenelisi ukuthi sihlanganise. Lokuthi imuli zethu zizagcina kanjani vela sazi. Into zakhona ziphelile, imali yakhona elizweni vela isabambeki, zonke into ziyadula, awuthengeki vele konke lokho. Ngapho ukuthi uphile usedolobheni, amapholisa abelokhu esigijimisa. Sithi ukuhlukunyezwa ezitaladeni, sithi ukuthi ekuthengeni into zakhona vele zingasathengeki, imali yakhona abasebesikhwezele. So yikudinga ukuthi ubone ukuthi ungenzani khona apha edolobheni ngoba silokubambabamba siyenza izidindo, siyabambanisa amaposta, kodwa ukuthi ukwenze uchelesise akwenzakali.
Umsekeli kanobhala uhlangothi lwabatsha kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Louis Mathuthu ukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi bazinikele ukusebenza njalo baphatheke kunhlelo zikahulumende ezikhangene labatsha ezinjengokwakhiwa komgwaqo oqhumanisa idolobha leHarare leBeit Bridge ozakhatsha abantu abaningi.
As the leadership of the city, we must understand that an economy functions in an environment where I want to get to work on certain things. as a whole, as a united and peaceful people. But also, you know, we encourage that young people also get time to go through certain key issues and understand them, particularly those that have got something to do with the economy. The economy is an agro-based economy. Clear one to that are on farms, including few young people, because not majority of them were able to get land. But they should be productive.
Kodwa abatsha bathi kungcono ukuzenzela kulokulinda imisebenzi kakhulumende egcinelwe kakhulu abalandeli bebandla lezanupf. Bacela kusomandla ukuthi ancede abantu bezimbabwe abathwele amagabha avuzayo. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bebe.
Uhlelo Woza Friday namuhla sihamba lembabazane yembongi uDesire Moyo Moyo Oxide ephethe inkondlo zakhe ezichothoza umomo oseZimbabwe. Untungamile inkomo eStudio 7 usiphalo ludaba.
Dear ED, ndoda kuqina, ndoda kusadalala, ndoda wepasinemandu, wena kudonga kwaro. Because I'm a citizen, Gambuti Nyenzen. I hate a poem whose punchlines are Peter Crescendos. Once I thought this Second Republic will give me an opportunity to write, recite, and record poems of happiness filled with glee. But alas, contrary to my wishful, prayerful new beginnings, I'm sinking in deep shit. What exactly is happening, my president?
Kwenzakalani kahle kahle mongameli lo ngumbuzo obalulekileyo obuzwa ngumoya oxide kunkondlo yakhe le eyincwadi ayilobele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa elesihloko esithi DAED Limbongi ikhala ngokoma kwempilo okubangelwa ikudula kwezinto lokusilela kwamafutha ezimota isithi inhlala kahle ebiloyiswa ngabantu phansi kombuso kaMnangagwa isibuye yaphelela eboyeni njengezithukuthuku zenja
stuck by the roadside in melancholic hazards continuously flashing on and off signifying imminent danger of a rusting fuel tank and later on, rusting lights of Zimbabweans. ED and was Kolisa. The crocodile government is playing crocodile economics in a landlord country. Uko gonke lokhu uthi ngkhothentini. Contestine kuveya chiwenga, sesiphenduka amaganyana adla ngokudlephana. Kembo Campbell Mohati, sesingomayati ezizweni. Kanti lali khalelana mabhatabhata badala lingela mazwane
uyalandisa umoya oxide
engutsho lapha ukuthi khona ubunzima esibhakana la bezimbabwe buduna buloboya bulempoko nxa ingathi ungakubeka kuhle uyathola khona sobuxhwalile ukusolakala kwefuel kusithwalisa enzima ukudula kwezinto sengathi bona labo ababusayo kabangenele besikhuze kubo labo bunzima njalo ubunzima esikhangelene labo ngoba ezibhedlela imithi ayitholakali ithengwa ngama-US dollar
bakithi mina angisiqholo sasezwane esinyele endleleni sithemba inkani cha ngingowenkayi kodwa ngibhothele endleleni kanje njengoba nje kunje ngoba umgwaqo wakithi wasenkayi lo nkankalo kangilankani lawo since 1980 it has become an alternative latrine
kule ethi Nkayi Road umoya oxide ukhala ngokutshabalala komgwaqo oya enkayi wona athi usuqede abantu ngengozi zezimota
amabhasi enkayi abheuke ekugcekeni izibhewubhewu kanti konakelephi komajoyi it has now become a black spot two accidents so soon mbs ngawanda amabhanta amabhadi jamela express kula majoyi nako majoyi why bus accidents same spot perhaps it's the road nkayi road the nkankalu case
akusichasisele ngomgwaqo wakini lo okhala ngawo.
Hayi, umgwaqo wenkayi njengowekhezi owathi usundala waze wazithulela kuyafanana. Yabona enkayi kunzima madoda, umgwaqo awuhambeki.
Kulale njalo elesihloko esithi My Listening President.
My Listening President, you have listened enough. Perhaps now is the time for us Zimbabweans to listen to you. Khuluma ndoda.
Uthini lapha mbono?
Wawazetha ngelithi listening president olalelayo. Mhlawumbe ekumvikele ukubana hayi uselalele kwenela. Sesifuna ukuthola ke sizwe kube ngu speaking president okhuluma labantu, okhuluma lesizwe.
Ngini ngumbonklanti lisazothwebuza ngumgugudu lelizwe galiphoziswe. There is too much prohaha. There is too much holipoloi. There is too much halapalo. There is too much yabadabedu. Listen.
Hayi uyingwenya moyo oxide bekukuhle kuba lawe kuhlele.
There is no hocus pocus. There is no halakaza. There is no mental color method, my president, that can solve this Zim fracas. No deep tent is mashon can deliver this Zim from Finfo. No pula sangoma can makos and heal this Zim fracas. Even the Junta's commandos and 5th Brigade cannot force the economy to behave. Sikokoza imbiza ebilayo ngolimi. Kahle kahle, my president, are you still the voice of God? Or you are safe and sound as they target the criminals around you? Anyway, lo othakulaleki mawule mali, thina kasilali kanjani eZimbabwe singelayo. Lo otho omunye phezu komunye is a true prophet and he must go deeper. Ngoba kukuma fuel queues akukhulunywa. Lo othi mdala chauya, kaduza nini lo mdala? Jays, lisakhuluma na ilitshe likaNtunjambili. Hlezi usamamosi mxolele, sinanke usamandu. My listening president, perhaps now is the time to be a speaking president.
Imbongi leyo uDesire Moyoxide phethe inkondlo zakhe ezichothoza umama waseZimbabwe. Ngesizweni inkondlo elandelayo.
Balagwe, my son, bathi kukurawundi is a sensitive issue. We must not talk about it or raise it in public. I am sorry to those who have made open Kukurawundi dialogue their license to kill. We can't stop raising it until they put it to rest. In Matabeleland and Midlands, we have no identities, no IDs, no ego, and no drives to belong to this national agenda. Our homesteads were burnt down. Our parents, families, and friends were buried like a pile of leaves on a madman's compost heap. Our kukuli koliko chickens were chopped and chowed. Our cattle rustled, roasted and baskarapelo pasi. Our dogs were deleted to the ocean stink. Ngisho lempukane zakithi zaphela dungo mbukazwe. Balagwe, liqiniso hantsho lawa wafela lona. My son, let me address this issue. DAED and the Mokriante Commission. Was this ingxaki isidwekla, this is stinking harassment of wisdom Mkwananzi after his innocent testimony. What is it all about? Dear ex-president Motlante and the commission, wisdom Mkwananzi had said, after my testimony, bazangi jwamu jwamula, and what did you do? Why harass and persecute the truth? Why confront and arrest the truth? Why incarcerate wisdom Mkwananzi? It's not about wisdom Mkwananzi. It's not about Mtwara's Republican Party. It's about us, the people of Matabeleland, whose narrative is soaked in blood from the Kukurawundi genocide. It's about our names, man. Ozalempi, Osenzeni, Oshupegile, Osoneni. Harassing, torturing, and incarcerating wisdom Mkwananzi for testifying against the regime is synonymous to the herald state of emergency to eliminate the truth, to kill Jesus. It's a license to kill. DAED.
Hayi ke uyaqhubeka uMoyoxide uDesire olendlebe zokuzwa ngabona uzwile olimvalelisayo ngusithandekile mhla.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilan.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.